Second pack of Hulin, third Mishnah. Hittis is Haroish Bevas Achas Psula. Shchita means Mishicha. It means you slide the knife over the neck of the animal. If you push it in instead of making a back and forth motion, that's called drosa, which is possible. It's not a good shchita. Are you shoychev hittis Haroish Bevas Achas? If he was shechting and in one motion he shechted the simonim without going back and forth, if the sakin has really a tzaver aside from the tzaver, knows it's twice as long as the tzaver, it's good enough. That's why, if you noticed, the knives used today for shechita are modeled to be at least twice as long as the neck of the animal or bird you're planning to do. So, for example, a knife for an animal is gigantic, more than a foot long. Yeah. How you shake it to the hit is shnei roshim v'vasachas. If you put two necks together, and you also shechted them with one slice, imish v'sakim v'li tzaver echot kosher. You have to have a side from the length of the two necks. It has to be a third neck long. This whole discussion is like we said. If you went a motion in one direction, he pulled it in, he pulled it out. Aval holech v'heavy. He went back and forth. I feel a culture. I feel a beizmil. If you have a little razor blade, which you use to cut, as long as you're going back and forth, it's kosher, even though it's smaller than the length of the diameter of the neck, or the diameter of the simonim, at least the diameter of the neck. Nofla sakin b'shachter. If it fell out of his hands, the knife fell and shechted. Afal pisha shachter gedaka psula. It's still a possible shchita shenema v'zavach tovach halta. It has to be your act. Asher tzavach ato ichel. Nofla sakin big bia. If the sakin fell down, he picked it up. Nofla kelo big bia. Or he had some garments with him and they fell down and he picked them up. Hishkuz is a sakin. He was sharpening the knife off and it flew out of his hands and shechted. So basically what's happening is he's in the middle of shechting, and in the middle of the shechting there was a little break, either because the sakin fell down or because something else fell down, or he sharpened the knife and he got tired. And his friend finished it off. If the break was the amount of time it takes to make a shchita, which the Gemara seems to say, the Gemara says that it's the amount of time that he would pick up the knife and push the, hold down the behemoth and shecht. A minimum shchita. If you have the amount of time of a break, it's psula. He says that you add into the amount of time of the break, the amount of time it takes to check his knife. The halacha is not like a pshimin. The halacha, this is not okay because we hold it in a minor break in the middle of the shchita. It's possible. That's why the shchita has to be done without any breaks.